ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। अददानस्त्रणं दन्तैरिदं याचे पुनः पुनः श्रीमद्रूपपदाम्भोजौ धुलिः स्यां जन्म जन्मनि। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वांछाकल्पतरूभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानाम पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनकारणं। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। सो बिफोर वी स्टार्ट रिसाइटिंग द श्लोका टुडे आई वुड सिंसियरली सीक द डस्ट ऑफ द लोटस फीट ऑफ ऑल द वैष्णवास सिटिंग हियर बिकॉज टुडे एंड व्हेन आई एम सेइंग वैष्णवास इट इंक्लूड्स वैष्णवीज ऑफ कोर्स बिकॉज देयर इज ओनली वन रियल पुरुष और मेल दैट इज कृष्णा। ऑल ऑफ अस आर फीमेल्स, we are all Vaishnavis, actually it should be Vaishnavis, but I have no right to change the Bhagavatam principle or Bhagavatam standard, which in Bhagavatam it's always said to the Vaishnavas. So I seek blessings and I seek especially the dust of the lotus feet of all of you, because today I'm daring to endeavor on a task, a very grave task, a very formidable task of describing the deep characteristic and mood, which is very mysterious, of the pure devotees of the Lord. As Chaitanya Charitamrita itself says that Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigyehana Bhujai. So the purport is very small, translation is also very small, and Prabhupada is focusing on, you can see shloka on the board, the last two words, gatabhi prabhavavit. And it's very important how gatabhi means that they gave up, Vasudeva and Devaki, they gave up their fear because of knowing the opulence or the power of the Supreme Lord, prabhavavit. So that we'll be focusing on, and the shloka is very beautiful. So I seek your blessings, your prayers, because Chaitanya Charitamrita says, or I think Chaitanya Bhagavatam says, that the devotees of Lord Gauranga are so powerful, the dust of their lotus feet is so powerful, that Jagata Tarite Shakti Dhare Jane Jane. They can deliver the whole universe. So you can surely deliver me, so that I can speak on this grave subject matter. So please recite after me. It's very beautiful, but okay, I'll do one thing. I'll read the translation so that we get the mood of it. Okay, and then please hear the translation very carefully by His Divine Grace. O Maharaj Parikshit, descendant of King Bharat, Vasudev could understand that this child was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. Having concluded this without a doubt, he became fearless. Bowing down with folded hands and concentrating his attention, he began to offer prayers to the child who illuminated his birthplace by his natural influence. Please recite after me. Athai namastau navdharya purushah. Param natangah krutadhi krutanjalihi. Swaroch shabharat suti kagraham. Rochayantam roch virochayantam gatabhi prabhavave. Once more, please mind my body language. Word for word meaning by Srila Prabhupada. Atha, thereafter. Enam, to the child. Astaut, offer prayers. Avadharya, understanding surely that the child was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purusham, the Supreme Person. Param, transcendental. Natangaha, falling down. Krutadhi, with concentrated attention. Krita Anjalihi, with folded hands. Swarochisha, by the brilliance of his personal beauty. Bharat, O Maharaj Parikshit, descendant of Maharaj Bharat. Sutika Griham, the place where the Lord was born. Virochayantam, illuminating all around. Gatbhi, all his fear disappeared. Prabhavavit, he could now understand the influence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now again translation. O Maharaj Parikshit, descendant of King Bharat, Vasudev could understand that this child was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. Having concluded this without a doubt, he became fearless. Bowing down with folded hands and concentrating his attention, he began to offer prayers to the child who illuminated his birthplace by his natural influence. Purport. Struck with such great wonder, Vasudev now concentrated his attention on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Understanding the influence of the Supreme Lord, he was surely fearless, since he understood that the Lord had appeared to give him protection. Gatabhi prabhavavit. Understanding that the Supreme Personality of Godhead was present, he appropriately offered prayers as follows. I'll read the first sentence again. Struck with such great wonder, Vasudev now concentrated his attention on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So those of you who are attending all the classes, you must be remembering day before yesterday, Prabhuji gave, Panjwana Prabhu gave class, and there the description of the Lord's form who appeared to Vasudev was given, and it was so beautiful. You can go to the... I'll be taking some references from the prayers of Vasudeva and Devaki, which we'll be hearing from other devotees later on. But I'll go to them, those prayers, and those references are here. If you can bookmark those references, and when I start describing, after some time I'll start describing, you can go through those prayers. If you are using pocket Vedas, I'm not doing any advertisement of Pocket Veda. I don't get any profit from it. But still I'm saying Pocket Veda is a very robust kind of a software for Prabhupada books. We can bookmark and we can jump onto shlokas and we can do, we can just see the translation without word meaning and all. So if you are using pocket veda, you can bookmark or other things, I don't know. So these are the references, 10 to 21 and 22, and 10-3, 28 to 31. So in what we will be discussing is two things. One, here it said, gata bhi prabhavave, that by seeing the opulence or the power of the Supreme Lord, who was a balakam, adbhutam, day before yesterday it was there, tam balakam adbhutam, he was adbhut balakam, and what kind of adbhutam? Ambujekshanam. Okay, that's okay. Sometimes people give their child's name as Ambujekshanam or Pundarikaksha, though he is blind, Prabhupada says. But later on it is Chaturbhujam Shankagadadi Udhayudham. He was not just a small child, he was Chaturbhujam. He had four hands, and Prabhupada in that purport says, when has anybody seen a child, a newborn child, with four hands? And not just that, Shankha Chakra Gadadi, all those weapons he was carrying. And he was having full grown hair and beautiful curly hair. And this Vasudeva and Devaki could understand, this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it says that Prabhavavit, he saw that opulence of the Lord, that power of the Lord, and he gave up his fear. But I was going through the whole section later on, the prayers, and in the prayers we'll see, they are, Devaki Mata is clearly saying, I am becoming more and more fearful. That's why I am saying, what we are going to study, what I am daring to study today, is the deep, mysterious characteristic of these pure devotees. It's so mysterious that the most sober, most intelligent, most logical and most rational people like Shukdeva Goswami are forced to speak something contradictory. It's not contradictory, but it seems contradictory. And that's what we are going to discuss. But before that, we'll see whether, because we have many times heard and we have seen in Prabhupada's life, that pure devotees are never fearful of any condition. It was Second World War, and Prabhupada was in Calcutta, and Japan was bombarding, and there was a red alert, black, to do blackout in the night, and Prabhupada had to do deity worship, and Prabhupada was staying in Calcutta, the mid of Calcutta, which was most prone for the Japanese to attack, and Prabhupada did not switch off his light in the night, because he had very important business of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and people told him, come on, you will die, and nothing happened. So pure devotees are not fearful. How can Vasudeva and Devaki, who did 12,000 celestial years of tapasya and saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and not just that, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, Krishna himself, promised them that you will be my eternal mother and father. How can they be fearful? And we see that. So I'll be trying to describe the situation in which they were. And in between, we'll also analyze why Krishna does such things with his pure devotees. Why Krishna, without whose sanction not even a blade of grass moves, why he lets his devotees go through such torturous conditions? Why he allows people to torture them? The pure devotees, Krishna himself says, they are very dear to me. And surely Vasudeva and Devaki are very dear. And yet Krishna allowed such bad things, which we can't even imagine, to come to them. So that also we will be discussing. But first we will try to get into the mood, because in Hindi it's that purports are called bhavarth. We have to get into, and Prabhupada also in one lecture or conversation, Prabhupada says, when we are studying Bhagavatam, we have to get into that mood of that situation. Not just read and think of what I'll be speaking in the class and what are the good points to attract donations and things like that. We should not do formula preaching, but we should make Bhagavatam our life. And for that we have to get into the mood of Bhagavatam. So I'll try to get into that mood and please be with me so that you can also probably, if Krishna sanctions. So the situation which I'll be describing is what happened to Vasudeva and Devaki when they were getting married. And just think about a girl. This is Vedic marriage. Vedic marriages are very different from today's marriage. Prabhupada describes that. The girl is not more than 11, 12 years old. And the boy is not more than 24. He's lower than 24. And Prabhupada says, when I got married, my wife was 11 years. And when I first time touched her, she started crying. So that's the condition. And the girl hasn't seen any man other than his her father or her elder brother. Mostly brothers are gone to Gurukula. But if he is too elderly, he is like her father. Or some elderly parents, elderly men. And here is Devaki Devi, who is getting married. And such these girls, Prabhupada describes this, and I have seen it in my home. Girls have a lot of dreams. What kind of husband I'll get? What will happen? And they have a lot of flowery dreams in their heart. And if they are broken, they are dead, almost dead. And Devaki Devi was such a girl. She was pristine, pure. And her mother, in Vedic marriage, her mother tells, mother and father have seen the boy. And they come, and it's not, Vedic marriage is not the combination of two individuals. It's the combination of two dynasties, two homes. So they have seen, the mother has seen the boy. And the mother comes and describes to the girl, your would-be husband is so nice, such a nice person. And she becomes attached to him. So she has a lot of dreams. And here is Devaki Devi going in the chariot, driven by whom? Her own brother, who loves her. Generally, elder brother, I don't have any younger sister, but elder brothers, I've heard it and I've seen that they love their younger sisters like anything. And Kamsa actually loves. It's described that Kamsa loved, but when it came to sin, his own sin's gratification being hurdled, he took up his sword. And took up sword on a woman. First of all, a woman is never to be even chastised. Prabhupada many times quote that Manu Samhita says, women, children, cows, old men and brahmanas, even if they are found guilty of some crime, they're never to be punished. Woman, a girl is never to be chastised. What to talk about beating her? And that to your younger sister? And she was decorated with so many ornaments and all. And he took her hair in his hand. He took out the sword to kill her. That's the gravest sin on earth. Such a sinful person, Bhagavatam describes that Mother Earth cannot tolerate the burden of such a sinful person. And just think about Devaki Devi, what she must have gone through. But throughout, not even once, she criticized her husband. What kind of husband you are? You are a eunuch. A eunuch, right? E-U-N-U-C-H. You are a eunuch. You can't protect me. No, she didn't say anything. Or she didn't pray to Krishna, that Krishna, what are you doing with me? Nothing. In Hindi, we say, uff tak nahi kiya. I don't know how to translate, but you can understand. They didn't say, uff, what is happening? No prayers are there in that section. No fear at all. And see Vasudeva. Vasudeva also never prayed. Devaki mother did not pray to Vasudeva, did not criticize, did not pray to Krishna, did not say, Vasudeva, you are not able to protect me, because Devaki mother was fixed, as Prahlad Maharaj says, when he says, Balasya neha sharanam pitarau narsimha nartasya chagadamudanvati majjatonau taptasya tatpratividhiryaihan jaseshtas tavad vidho tanubhrutam tvadupekshitanam. Prahlad Maharaj says, and all these pure devotees are fixed in this consciousness, that oh my Lord, balasya na iha sharanam pitarau narsimha, that oh my Lord, a small child who has very nice parents, very powerful parents, very rich parents, they cannot protect him. He has no other sharana, no other shelter than your good self, my Lord. No medicine can save him if he is sick. And no boat can save him if he is drowning. But if you forsake somebody, my Lord, who is there to take care of him? So Devaki Mata said, why to pray to Vasudev? What can he do? We are only playing our role in the drama which has been set up by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are not the doers. Prabhupada says in one place, he translates Prakrutiha Kriyamanani Gunai Karmani Sarvashayas. Only the fools think that they can improve upon something. Are you here? Are you there with me? Only the fools think that they can improve upon something that God has already created. Beautiful translation. Only the fools think that they can improve upon something that God has already created. And this will be taking up elaboration of this from Prabhupada's one purport. Purport to 10 to 22. So Devaki Mata did not pray because of these reasons. And Vasudev, what he was thinking when he took care of Devaki? He did not pray to Krishna. He did the needful. Whatever was in his power, he did. With the consciousness, let's see, this lady has come to my shelter by the arrangement of the Supreme Lord. I am nobody to take care of her. But I have to do my duty, because it's the husband's duty to try to, not to protect, but to try to protect his wife. So I'll do the needful. Rest depends on Krishna. But the whole time their focus was on only on one thing. As soon as they heard the prophecy that their eighth child will be Krishna, the whole focus was on getting Krishna. That's it. And protecting him. And that's what we see in the prayers. They were focused on protecting Krishna, not their children, nothing. Okay, that was done. Afterwards, what happened? Then they were imprisoned. And in the prison house, they delivered babies. And I don't know about Western ladies, but Indian ladies. And Bhagavatam class is not for telling about oneself, one's autobiography. But here I'll take your permission to tell about what happened in my home. Something happened in my home, and I'll relate for 2 minutes, 3 minutes. So that we can understand. The Indian ladies are very affectionate to their children. Especially small babies. If they die, they are dead. They cannot live even for one day. They don't want to. Now this happened in my home when my mother lost her daughter at the age of 20. She was 20 and she was about to be getting married, and my father had arranged for marriage and everything. He had taken loan and everything was ready, and she died out of cancer. And the day when she was diagnosed that she has cancer, but it's non-malignant. I had seen my father, though I was only 10 years old at that time. My father was so happy. For 2 months, he had not eaten anything. He was running throughout Bombay hospitals, everywhere, just to show that if there is any remedy. Jai Shri Gaur Nitai Bhagwan Ki Jai, Shri Krishna Balaram Bhagwan Ki Jai, Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishakha Bhagwan Ki Jai. If there is any remedy. And finally, when he found that, one doctor said, Bombay hospital doctor said, no, it's not malignant. He was so happy. After 2 months, he ate full meals. My mother was happy. Again, he started arranging. After 1 month, she died. And after she died, my mother was so pitiable. She was crying like, means we couldn't tolerate. Of course, my elders hid me. They didn't let me see what was going on. But I saw sometimes, and it was bewildering. And she could live only after that. It was in 85, 86 and 92. She committed suicide. She could not live anymore. And my father somehow handled the whole situation. So anyways, that's that apart. But here is a lady. That's only one girl. And that too 20 years old. Here's a lady, one after another. One child, two child, three, four, five, six. Not slaughtered, brutally smashed in front of them. Just think about it. If we don't cry tears, at least alone, after reading this, we are not humans. Seriously. I'm sorry. tolerated that, did not criticize Krishna even for one moment. Even one prayer is not there. Prayers are after Krishna took birth. And don't think that Vasudeva hid something. He censored is the right pronunciation. Censored something. No, he gave us everything. They did not pray. Rather, they will focus, okay, let them get killed. Because jivas who are born in the modes of material nature, how important they are. We have to take care of them, but how important they are. Krishna is the important person. Nothing should happen to Krishna, even if I have to lose the whole world. That was their determination. Their focus, Krishna will come, and we have to protect him. Though they knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but we are here to protect him. And in this case, they didn't feel we have to do the needful. No, we have to, and we'll see the prayers. So this is the first part, where we can see that Devaki and Vasudeva was fearless for their own personal sake. Fearless. Still, Shukdeva Goswami in this shloka is saying, Gatabhi Prabhavavit, what kind of fear Vasudeva gave up? That's a transcendental fear. Though they are fearless, but it appears that they are fearful. To Kamsa and to others, they appeared fearful. That kind of fear also they gave up. And how I am saying this? Because it's not in the purport, Prabhupada is not. But Prabhupada is explaining this in the first canto. In the first canto, when the Pandavas, Prabhupada is describing the Pandavas' exile, in the exile of Pandavas, Duryodhana was sending many problems in their path. Prabhupada is describing there, and I am putting in my own words. In one of the purports, I haven't taken the reference of that, but in one of the purports, Prabhupada describes that when Duryodhana sent, it's like a special effect Krishna can do. When Duryodhana sent a problem, say Duryodhana sent, Duryodhana put a bed of thorns to walk on, and they had to compulsory walk on that. Okay, so if they are walking, Duryodhana will feel that they are being pricked by the thorns. Even the devotees will feel that we are being pricked. But surprisingly, we are not feeling any pain. This special effect Krishna can do. Because Krishna is a bigger scientist, a bigger magician than the Hollywood producers and directors. And this exactly happened in Haridas Thakur's case also. We know that. I won't go into detail. But Haridas Thakur was beaten in 22 marketplaces and nothing happened. And in Mahaprakash Leela, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed, all the beatings were taken on myself, I covered your body. But Haridas thought, oh, I'm being beaten. This is the special effect Krishna can do, which is so bewildering, and that makes pure devotees mysterious. Because Krishna does something with them which they cannot understand, people cannot understand. And it's so bewildering. Even probably sometimes Krishna cannot understand. This I'm adding. Please delete it. So, this is the first part. They were fearless, but they became fearful, seemingly, and that fear also Vasudeva gave up. Now, the second part is more interesting. And this, we'll go to the prayers. Please take out the prayers. I have skipped one thing which I told, but I have skipped intentionally and something unintentionally. Is why Krishna does these things or lets these things happen to his pure devotees who are so dear. That we'll take later on. But first we'll go to these prayers. 10 to 21. Have you taken out? I don't have the... we don't have the facility of projector. Otherwise I would have taken everyone to that. Those references. It would be very nice. But in the 21st prayer, Krishna's Vasudeva says, oh my Lord, please go through the prayers, don't look at me, but go through the prayers, because I'll be putting it in my own words. 10 to 21. How many of you are on 10 to 21? Okay, alright. Okay. So in 10 to 21, Vasudeva says, after describing the opulence of the Supreme Lord, oh Supreme Lord, you are so great and this and that. And in 21, he is saying that, oh Lord, you protect your devotees. You are known for that. So now it's your duty. I'm putting in my own words. Okay, it's your duty to protect us also. But what kind of protection he is asking? Okay, yes, it's your duty to protect us from this demon, Kamsa. But what is the protection? Krishna will say, what kind of protection you want? So in the 22nd shloka, he says, O Lord, we know you are the protector, you are very powerful, but currently, Lord, you are a small child. Yes, in future, when you grow up, you will be killing all these people, all the demoniac kings who are actually demons but dressed as Kshatriya kings all over the world. You will be vanquishing them. Yes, I agree that. You are so powerful. But currently, my Lord, in the 22nd, he says, currently, my Lord, you are only a small baby, na? Right now, if Kamsa comes to know, already when he heard the prophecy that you are going to kill him, he has killed your elder brothers. So if your elder brothers are killed, who are you? See, it's a contradiction. One side, Vasudeva is thinking, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And from tomorrow till 20th shloka, he's describing how great and powerful is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then he says, but my Lord, yes, you can do anything, even as a small child, but Kamsa will come with all his lieutenants and kill you. And beautiful purport by Prabhupada, the 22nd purport. At the end of that purport, please take out that also. At the end, you go to the end. Prabhupada says, just like Vasudev is fearful for Krishna, who can never be killed by anybody, similarly, we are afraid of ISKCON, that ISKCON may be stopped at any time, in any place of the world, by the demoniac forces. Though ISKCON is non-different from Krishna and ISKCON cannot be stopped, still we are fearful. From this we can understand so many things. First of all, ISKCON is a baby of Krishna, who gave birth to the baby. I was thinking, Prabhupada gave birth to the baby without the help of the wife. But no, the devotees who helped him were his wife. And Prabhupada gave birth, and now he's worried. Because ISKCON, the life of ISKCON is 10,000 years. And right now, it's a very small child, a toddler. So Prabhupada's duty, he seems it should be my duty to protect the child. And people like me, who are very stupid, they think sometimes when we see deviations, or sometimes when we see some, according to our mundane understanding, a lowering down of standard or something, we become agitated. Gradually that agitation goes down, but we become agitated and we want to correct things. We want to become the self-appointed contractor to correct the situation. And we think, oh, I'll correct it. But there is no need. That doesn't mean we should be indifferent to what is happening. But there is no need. I am not needed in ISKCON. I need ISKCON. ISKCON doesn't need me. I need ISKCON for self-improvement. I should improve my standard rather than improving the standard of others. And if sometimes we have to say, we can say it with an indifferent attitude, and Prabhupada had that. In his conversation, when Prabhupada became angry on devotees doing something wrong, he became angry, and then next moment he was just as calm as before. So that's the attitude one should have. One is having concern, but then it's Krishna. If Krishna is sometimes wearing something which I don't like, because ISKCON is Krishna, non-different from Krishna, Prabhupada is saying. If Krishna is wearing something which I don't like, it's not my business to tell Krishna, change it. So that's very, very important thing from 22nd purport. Is so beautiful. Now, Devaki Mata's purport. We'll go to Devaki Mata's prayers. Beautiful prayers. Mother's heart for the child. Devaki Mata also similarly followed Vasudev and prayed to Krishna. And after praying, then these four shlokas from 28, 29, 30 and 31, she prays to Krishna that, Krishna, please, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You dispel the fear of devotees. Yes, but my Lord, please, you are only seen by the yogis in deep meditation. Currently, if you show your majesty or your opulence, Kamsa will know. Kamsa will come and kill you. So right now you become invisible to the eyes of those who see with material vision. That's the 28th prayer. 29th prayer, she says, Janmate maya sau papo ma vidyan madhusudana. Oh Madhusudan, this Kamsa is very, very sinful. You don't know it. The way she is saying, I felt like adding this. You don't know. You are too small to understand how sinful is Kamsa. Kamsa is very sinful and very dangerous. So, Ma Vidvan, O Madhusudan. Hey, O Madhusudan, please, you are right now with four hands and with your Brahma Jyoti. You are very visible. Kamsa will come to know. And he'll come. So what do? You remove this. You remove and become a normal child. Then the next one she says that, oh my Lord, you please take away that, so that in the 30th, Prabhupada adds it in brackets. He says, you remove all this, you remove your two hands, you remove your hair, you remove your opulence, so that I can hide you somewhere. Krishna cannot hide himself. Mother Devaki has to hide him. That's the mother's heart. I will have to hide you somewhere. So please remove it. And last one, she says, oh my Lord, at the time of annihilation, all the mass, Bhumirapo Analo Vayu, all the mass of the universe, all the universal mass and all the energies with the modes of material nature, they rest in you. Now this Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is seen as Virat Roop, if people will hear that he has taken birth from my womb, they will only laugh at me. This thing, they have did tapasya for 12,000 celestial years, praying that Krishna be born of us. And now she doesn't want that name, fame, prestige. Rather, she is saying that people will ridicule me. Oh, this Devaki. Can she give birth to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So become a normal child. So these are beautiful prayers in which we can clearly see that Mother Yashoda, Mother Devaki and Vasudev were not at all fearful before, but they became more fearful after he was born. That's what in the 29th she says very clearly, my Lord, I'm becoming more and more anxious, more and more fearful. And this is the mystery. We should never think. Sometimes devotees think, what is that shloka from Bhagavad Gita? That this is performed Rajvidya, Rajguhyam, Pavitramandam. Susukham kartum avyayam. Sometimes you think we have to chant in front of the Lord, dance in front of the Lord, smiling, ha ha, and we have to go around, ha ha. Yes, we have to dance, we are happy. But this happiness is not exactly that happiness which we probably used to get when we dance in some marriage party or in some club. This happiness is a little different. It makes us more grave. With a prayerful mood that, my Lord, yes, Chaitanya Charitamrita or Chaitanya Bhagavatam says very clearly that when the great devotees of the Lord dance in the kirtan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, when they go up and they raise their hand, that raising of their hand delivers the upper planetary systems. And when they come down and they jump on the ground, that delivers the lower planetary systems. And the dust of their lotus feet is so powerful that when they go wandering around in the material world, on this earth, for preaching the glories of the Lord, they they purify the whole earthly planetary system. Yes, my Lord. Yes, that's the power of your devotees, but I'm not a pure devotee. I'm not a devotee at all. If I can be an imitation devotee, that will also be good enough. That will be also a great mercy of yours. If I can become a proper, bona fide, imitation devotee. Because these devotees, Vasudev Devaki, if I can taste the dust of their lotus feet even once, that's it. I'm finished. My material life is finished. But that will come after many, many lifetimes. So with this, it is actually susukam kartum abhyayam, but it is not exactly that kind of susukam. And we can see in Vasudev and Devaki's life, is there any sukh? Actually there is. And this is the last part. Why Krishna does these things, or lets these things happen to them, his pure devotees who are so very dear to me, to Krishna, which he says in Bhagavad Gita. Why he allows Kamsa to torture them? Why he allowed Duryodhana and company to torture the Pandavas? Why he allowed Durvasa Muni to torture Ambarish? And this is beauty. First of all, Krishna actually wants to glorify his devotees. When devotees go through these things, say, if Vasudev Devaki would not have gone through these things, had their name been in Bhagavatam? The name is in Bhagavatam and they are famous for eternity because they went through those things. That is the first reason. Second reason is, Prabhupada says, very beautiful statement. He says that the relationship between devotees and Krishna is very relishable. Amazing. When I heard that, what kind of relishable? All devotees in this material world suffer from a material mundane vision. They only suffer. And that's what Yudhishthira Maharaj also says. I'm surprised that devotees of Krishna are poor and devotees of Lord Shiva and Devi are very opulent. How's that? Of course, we are not poor. Are we poor? We, for instance, the temple brahmacharis, we left everything, yes, at home. We are not on job, nothing. We don't have a bank balance. But what happens to our pujari is there, Rup Sanatan Prabhu. I was talking to him and he went once. I don't know whether he was joking or he actually went. But he said that Indian government gave free houses for those who are under poverty line. So he went and he said, I am under poverty line, I have zero payment. So I'm whole time working, but I have zero payment, so give me a house. They looked at him, they said, you are ISKCON, na? You stay in palace and you have dollars. Dollars in dollars donations come to you. What kind of poor bhagavaya say? Get out of here, get lost. So we left our houses, which were very small, and we have big palaces by the mercy of Prabhupada, by the mercy of Krishna. So devotees are not poor, but they seem to be poor, or they intentionally keep themselves poor. That's what Prabhupada says. Brahmana, the quality of a brahmana is you give him 1 lakh rupees and next day you'll find him again poor. But they are not like that bhikshu or bhikaris in India who are given by the government houses. They come to their slums again and then they rent out those houses. Not that kind of. They actually distribute prasadam of that 1 lakh rupees and finish off. In the early days, Prabhupada in one conversation, in letters, Prabhupada says, one devotee wrote to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, there is, income tax officers are coming to ISKCON. Prabhupada says, income tax officers will come if you keep bank balance. Don't keep any bank balance. The moment money comes to you, next moment, you finish it off by distributing prasadam and by printing books. That's it. Finish it off. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was remarkable in this. Devotees came, grihastas came and begged Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, our spiritual master, oh Prabhupada, please keep some assets. That time there were no banks in India. So they said, keep some assets like land or buildings so that in future, if it goes bankrupt, you can utilize it. Bhaktivedanta Saraswati said, no. If I keep that, you are already fighting amongst yourself. If I keep that, after my going, you will destroy it. You will just eat, sleep, and this Gaudi Amat will become, he said, khabor bari. Those who are Bengalis, they can understand khabor bari. That you'll eat, sleep, and enjoy your senses. That's all. And become fat sannyasis. That's it. So I don't want to keep anything. So that you have to always work hard for getting money. And because you need to get money, you will do some preaching. So you'll be forced to preach. Otherwise, I am seeing your tendency, you will not preach. So go out and preach. That's why I don't want to keep. So these devotees are not beggars. They are not, they write bhikshu, but they are transcendental bhikshu. They beg only for giving some transcendental knowledge to others. That's what Prabhupada said. I have come to America, not in England, he said. I have come to England, not for asking you anything. I come to England. England was a big thief. They stole everything from India. He said, you have stolen everything, but one thing you left, and that was Krishna Bhakti. I've come to deliver that also to you. Take this also. And if you take this, you will give back. This I'm adding, of course, from Prabhupada's teachings, other places. When you get this, you will give back all those material opulences here. And India will again become, Prabhupada says, India is a dead elephant. But elephant dead or alive is valuable. India is dead materially, but spiritually still has ivory, precious ivory. And that ivory, that spiritual thing, can bring back material thing. Because the soul, when it enters the body, the matter starts working. Not the other way around. Not that the body makes the soul work, which is our conditioned understanding, at least my conditioned understanding. That, oh, I have to protect my body. No, I don't have to eat anything. If I give spiritual, of course, please don't test me on this. Otherwise, it's okay, no prasadam, Prabhuji will say. No prasadam, Prabhuji, nothing will be there. No. But actually, this is a fact. If I give only spiritual food 24 hours a day, which was the case with Raghunath Das Goswami, he was not eating anything. But in one place, I heard this described that Raghunath Das Goswami, at the age of 95, he was muscular, like a bodybuilder. Even to live for 40 days, after 40 days we cannot live if we don't eat and drink. He lived. This is possible, but gradually. Gradually, we will come to that stage, surely. And how we'll come to that stage, we'll see that. But, okay, this relationship between devotee and the Lord is very relishable, and Krishna lets his dear devotees go through these miserable conditions so that this relationship becomes more relishable. Because separation ignites the fire of love. And that's what Krishna does with his pure devotees. He allows them to suffer, but they are not suffering. Maharaj Kulshekhar says beautiful. He says, Sarsijnayane sashanka chakre murbhidi mavirma swachittarantum sukhtaram aparam na jatu jane haricharan smarana amrute natulyam. He says, oh my Lord, Sarsijnayane, since I have seen your beautiful lotus eyes, Sarsijnayane sashanka chakre, and with shankha chakra gada padma, what is happening? Sarsijnayane sashanka chakre murbhidi, and you are murbhidi, you are the destroyer or killer of murdhiman. Murbhidi ma virmasva chittarantum. I don't want to give up this meditation on your form at any cost. Ma virmasva chittarantum. Let my mind not go away from your lotus feet, even if I get the opulence of the whole material world. Why? Sukhtaram aparam na jatu jane. Hey Gornatai, I have not got any greater pleasure in my life. I have not experienced any greater pleasure in my life. Sukhtaram aparam na jatu jane hari charan smarana amrute natulyam. What amrut I have tasted by meditating on your lotus feet, I have not experienced that. It's very beautiful now. What is the pleasure? When we meditate on the Supreme Lord, I have a little experience of this, and that's why I'm saying it. When we meditate, what happens, miraculous thing, is that our hankering for material pleasure, for sense gratification, gradually goes away. We can clearly see. And that relieves us from the sufferings which are caused by our those sense gratification. And this is a very beautiful statement. To summarize this, what I said from Sanmodan Bhashya by Bhaktivinoda Thakur on Sri Shikshashtakam. He says, when a devotee yearns, yearning for the, what's that? When a devotee yearns, okay, the way I have memorized it is a little different. Yearning for the peaceful solution to the unlimited torments of material enjoyment. This is a very loaded statement. Please hear it very carefully. Again, yearning, when a devotee yearns for a peaceful solution, first contradiction, to the unlimited torments of what? Material enjoyment. If you go to a karmi who is enjoying his senses and say, oh, he's trying to pass his exam or trying to get married or trying to go to US, Indian, going to US and going to nightclub, and you say, this is suffering. Come on. What kind of suffering is this? Is it material enjoyment? Unlimited torments of material enjoyment. But how? Peaceful. What kind of solution I want? A peaceful solution. And all other processes except bhakti yoga, except meditation on the lotus feet of the Lord, except chanting of the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, all other processes, yoga, meditation, this and that, jnana, are very troublesome. Yes, chanting also seems troublesome because it's an enthusiastically chant. And I heard Tamal Krishna Maharaj saying that you should chant so enthusiastically, the 16 rounds, that after 16 rounds are finished, your body is totally exhausted. You can't do anything. But because you have given spiritual food to the soul will make you work hard. For Prabhupada. That was a statement when he was running his Radha Damodar bus party. So, this experience, to give this experience to his devotees, Krishna lets them go through that. And the last point which Krishna, why Krishna allows that, okay, this last point and then one more point I'll say and then finish. Why Krishna allows that? To discourage the atheist or the non-believers to take to Krishna consciousness, to take to devotional service. They feel, oh, Krishna consciousness is so troublesome. See Bhagavatam characters, they are only suffering. I won't take to Krishna consciousness. Because Krishna says that I can give anything to people, but I don't give my bhakti. Because by bhakti, I become their slave. So I don't really want to become slave. Of course, I want to become slave of Devaki, Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, Vasudev, but not of everyone. So this is for these reasons, Krishna allows them to go through this. And now the end statement from the last chapter, Prabhupada makes a beautiful statement. Because we discuss what we discuss, this is like icing on the cake, this statement when you hear. What we have discussed up till now is these devotees are not suffering at any time. But when Krishna comes, they suffer a lot. By Krishna consciousness, apparently they are suffering a lot. But it is not suffering, it is bliss in Krishna consciousness. That suffering is also bliss. But how to come to this stage? And that thing is spoken by Prabhupada himself in the last chapter. Beautiful statement, I memorized it. You also try to memorize. Please repeat it after me. Therefore, please repeat it loudly so that it gets memorized. Because when we say something very loudly, it gets memorized. Therefore, it is our duty to constantly hear, talk, and think about the supreme, about the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as actually done by those Vaishnavas. Now I'll add a word here. By those great Vaishnavas who have decided to always live in Vrindavan and think of the lotus feet of the Lord 24 hours a day. That should be our determination. I'll repeat this statement again. Therefore, it is our duty to think about, to hear, talk, and think about the lotus feet of the Lord as actually done by those great Vaishnavas who have decided to live in Vrindavan always and think of the lotus feet of the Lord 24 hours a day. And if we do this, if we endeavor this, gradually 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, and then one time Krishna will absorb us 24 hours a day, even while sleeping, eating, dancing, passing stool also. And then we'll come to the level of Vasudeva and Devaki and release, go back home, back to Godhead, finish this life of suffering when material, engrossed in material enjoyment. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions, contemplations? Yes, Prabhu. Dhammadam Prabhu, I can take question. No, they might have cried, but they did not pray for their protection. Actually, see, are you a father? Do you have children?
Yeah.
Okay. So, if you have children, and if you are a conditioned soul, you can't live on that level of Vasudeva. You will be affectionate. You will take care. That's why Prabhupada, one time when Mataji was talking about her child who was suffering from cancer, she came many times to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, ultimately, Prabhupada said, take care. But when she has cancer, she is going to die. Why you are overly taking care at the cost of your sadhana? Another Mataji, she was chronically sick. And she wrote many times, one letter Prabhupada wrote to her, that if the body, at one point, you are taking care of the body, taking medicine, going to doctor, wasting so much time and energy. But you should understand, you have a bad karma. Now it cannot be. So don't waste too much time on that. Actually, Prabhupada, I also heard this from devotees, but Prabhupada never uses. Prabhupada says material affection. He says material attraction. He says spiritual affection and spiritual attraction. Okay, that's clear. Yes. Right now, we have to take care of our responsibilities and do our sadhana, because Prabhupada's famous statement, which is I have memorized very clearly, he says an irresponsible life is life of an animal. If you are a brahmachari, you don't have to take care. But if you take up the load of a wife and children, then take care of them. And if you don't want, don't take it. Be a bona fide, proper, honest brahmachari. That's it. But sthane sthita shrutigatam tanuvan manobhi. Wherever you are, Brahmaji says, wherever you are in grihastha ashram, brahmachari ashram, sannyasa ashram, wherever, what you should do, shrutigatam.
You should hear from saintly persons. Come to temple programs. Hear Mangalarti, not just Bhagavatam class and no Mangalarti. Mangalarti, the whole morning program, Yashastri Sandhyam, at least 3 times a day, we should attend temple program. Prabhupada, when he was in Jhansi, he made a new Bhakta program. He said, at least 3 times a day, we all devotees should come and for attending the Aarti ceremony of the Lord. Prabhupada's wordings are very nice. Aarti ceremony of the Lord. And at that time, it's an etiquette. If you go to Gaudiya Math, it's an etiquette. When the Aarti is going on, nobody sits down. Either for chanting or doing Gayatri. No. When Aarti is going on till the shankh is not blown, nobody should sit down. Everyone should stand. Even if you are sick. And Mangalarti should be attended. Even if you are sick, don't take bath, which should be taken. And don't take, if you have not taken bath, you can go to the corner at the end. Don't touch anybody else. So this 3 times a day, at least we should go to the temple and Shruti Gatam, and that gives us success. That's it. But take care of the responsibility. But sometimes we, as a grihastha especially, even as brahmachari, when we take up a responsibility, a department head or something, we have to sometimes sacrifice some part of the morning program or evening program to, like an urgent, books have come from Bombay, and we have Sarang Thakur Prabhu as my in charge in DBT, and books have come from Bombay, and the morning they have arrived, and we have to onboard them. What to do? But that should be rare. That should not be made a routine thing. For some reason or the other, I have meetings, I have this, I have something. Okay. Or email or Facebook checking. That should not be that. So with that we'll finish. I'm sorry I've gone overboard. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna Maharaj.